I am beginning to record Perkei Dalet 14 of Tehillim, Lamanatzeach LeDavid. This is a praise of prophecy that came upon King David. Omar Novel Belibo, the fool says in his heart. Loosely translated, the word novel, as the Targum says, is shatya, which is a fool. The fool says in his heart. So Rashi explains that the fool, this is a Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Yemach Shiva, the one who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And he felt that he was in charge, empowered, and that no one could stop him. Now, the word novel, spelled backwards, is lovon. And they really had the same type of approach, lovon harasha and Nebuchadnezzar, to destroy the Jewish nation. And the Chazal say that this is also perhaps Esav, which the word novel, if you pronounce the vase like a fe, you have nofal or nofal, to fall down. Because the Rishon bring down the word, the world. And these people, they feel they are invincible. But note, they only say it in their heart. And our Chazal tell us that this is a mashal, an example of a chief architect who built a city. And in the city, he put many elaborate hiding places that only he knew about. Later on, this architect became the king. Eventually, some of the subjects planned revolution, and they hid in the hiding place that the king knew about. So the king said, "Fools, aren't you aware that I know where you're hiding? Because I created the hiding places." Similarly, God created a person, and he knows his thoughts. He knows what's in his heart. So Omar Novel Belibo, the fool says in his heart. Now the Chazal also learn that when the fool is talking, he is talking in his heart. He is Belibo. When Hashem talks, he says El Libo, to his heart. In other words, the heart, which is the evil inclination. When David HaMelech spoke, he said, "Vayomer David el libo." Their hearts and their evil inclinations were not part and parcel of them. They were outside of them. So they could be el libo, to his heart. But the novel, the fool, is bilibo, in his heart. He is part and parcel of his Yetzirah. He doesn't see even that he has a problem, because he is one large Yetzirah. Amar Nova Belibo, Ein Elokim. There is no God who's ruling on earth. No one can tell me what to do. Hishchisu, they destroy with their works. Like Hashchasa is used for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim, the three cardinal sins of immorality, murder, and idol worshipry. So they do these evil acts. His evil, they twist. And the Targum says, that they push away good, and they hasivu alila, and they forget to do actions. Ein oseh tov, they do not do good. Hashem mishamayim hishkif. But Hashem, from Shemayim, he is able to peer down al b'nei Adam, on the people of man. And many times it says b'nei Adam, that Adam Harishon, the first man, did not appreciate that God gave him such a beautiful gift, a wife. And human beings, very ungrateful. And they don't think, Liros Hayesh Maskil Darish Eselakim. Is there anyone with any intelligence to seek learning from Hashem? Hakol Sar Yachtov. They all turn away as one. Now Lochu, they smell. Ain't Oseh Tov. There's no one who does good. Ain't Gam Echad, not even one. In other words, when Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, nobody said to him, oh, you're starting with Hashem, you'll never make it. They all felt empowered. They all felt that they could destroy God and the Jewish people. Haloyadu kopla aliyavin. Don't they know all those people who do sin? Ochli ami, the ones who destroy my nation. Ochlu lechem Hashem lokaru. They eat the bread of Hashem. They do not bless. They do not recognize that they are destroying Hashem's house, that they are destroying Hashem's people. Shom pochadu vochad. There they have the ultimate fear. Ki elokim b'dar tzadik. Because the Hashem, is in the generation of the tzadikim. Atas oni tovishu. They destroy the ideas of the poor people, which are the Klal Yisrael. They say, you're not going to ever be successful, but ki Hashem mechaseo, Hashem is protecting them. Mi yitein mitzion Yeshua's Yisrael. Who will give from Zion the help that the Klal Yisrael needs, the nation of Israel needs? Chazal learned that all help comes from Zion, from Zion. All the good, all the brachas, all the nechamas, all the good feelings, all the good that a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings, he all comes from Zion. It says, Mitzion teitzei tzara. Mitzion comes to Torah. Baracha comes from Zion. All the good things come from Zion. What is this Zion? What is this? What's the point? Why do we need to tell us that all the good things come from Zion? And what is this Zion? You know, perhaps one could say that Zion is the ultimate of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. It's the ultimate when the Jews are together as one. Ish tachas gefno, ish tachas te'eno. A person can sit in peace with his brother, and the help that the Jewish people can have is with togetherness. Mi yitein, who will give mitzion Yeshua's Yisrael? B'shuv Hashem, shuvos amo. When Hashem returns the people in Golus, when they come back as one, when they can act as one unit, when there's no more divisiveness and fighting, when they can get together with one king, one God. Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Then Yaakov will be happy with the light. And Yaakov, which is the beginning of the happiness, which he is the one of the others who suffered the much, so much he will delight, and Yismach Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, as one unit, will be delighted with the Yeshua's Hashem, with the help of Hashem. Even though we're in Galus now, we are happy to know that the Yeshua's Hashem will come from Zion and from togetherness. Despite the fact that the Targum says, Man Yarchish Mitzion, now the word Rochash means to move, but Rochash also means to crawl. And many times in our long, difficult galus, it seems like it's crawling. We don't seem to get anywhere. It's minutely crawling towards an end. Hashem should make it quickly, that we should go out of galus, and we should have Yogel Yaakov. Yaakov will be delighted, Yismach Yisrael, and Yisrael will be happy in that case as well.